B-Pod Studios.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo! This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss my
boy. All right, let's welcome Rachel from Fort Mill to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Rachel. So we heard from you that you're having some issues with a friend.
Yeah, so, gosh, one of my very best friends from college, Cole, we went to UNCC together. I hadn't heard from him in about 2 weeks, and so I go on Instagram about to DM him and be like, hey, you know, what's the plan this week? I can't wait to see you. And he's unfriended me on Instagram. Like, I have to re-request his profile. So I just went on over to Facebook, and he'd unfriended me there, too.
Oh, wow. So he's like, cut you off.
Yeah, it's not like somebody accidentally hit a button and hit the unfriend.
Are you, are you posting, like, too many political things?
No, not at all. I mean, there's some pictures of, like, he and I together, but there's nothing that's, you know, overly out there, I guess.
Okay. And you can't think of anything that's come up that maybe he's been offended by?
No tiffs, fights.
No.
Maybe someone in your friend group's been talking crap about him and you were in that conversation.
I've really just been racking my brain, like trying to figure out what I could have possibly said or done. And we've been friends for so long. It's just, I mean, it really hurt my feelings.
I'm trying to put myself in Rachel's position right now, which is like, what if I went to see a good friend of mine and I realized I was unfriended? Like, I would be offended. I'd be like, what did I do?
Yeah.
All right. So this is called Unfriended. Now, while we've been talking to you, Rachel, our producer Nicole has been getting Cole on the line, but he has no idea why. So let's bring Cole in.
Okay. When we bring Cole on, just go, yo, why'd you unfriend me? Like, don't beat around the bush. Like, hit him with it.
Savage.
All right. I'm going to pick up the line. Cole, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Am I on War of the Roses? What is this?
No, Cole, you're not on War of the Roses.
No.
But your friend Rachel is on the line, and she's got a question that's been weighing on her she wants to ask you.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Cole, why did you unfriend me?
Oh, my God, it was Ryan. I swear, it wasn't me. I would never do that. Oh, do you remember Mike's New Year's Eve party? And we were all there. Ryan actually got jealous of you because you were like, I don't know, you were being like kind of handsy with me. Like we were just fooling around. And he got jealous and he wanted me to just delete you from listen, it was not my idea, I swear.
Cole, that was like 3 months ago. Why just now? Or is the
deleting happen? I bet it's been an argument in the house, I bet.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep the peace. Like I love you. You're one of my best friends. You always have been. So, listen, I'll tell you what, I don't want it to affect our friendship, but like maybe if you and Ryan spend more time together, like I feel like he thinks that every time that we hang out, it's just you and me. And that kind of bothers him. So like, I feel like maybe if you get to know him a little bit better and we can all hang out together, then it would be cool. And, you know,
That's a good idea.
I don't want this to be a problem. I love both of you.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I mean, like, I don't know why he's ever felt excluded, but I'm just glad to know that you guys are willing to make this work.
Never mind all that. When are you going to friend her back?
What?
Well, let me talk to him about it first.
Really? Because, just hit the friend button now.
And Cole, by the way, why not just hide her on, you know, you can, there's a hide button now. Instead
secretly
of really
hide the friendship?
Yeah, but
no, Lorraine, only you think that.
I know, but he got busted this way. At least if he would have done it the other way,
like,
he wouldn't have gotten
her?
Busted. Yeah.
I don't have to hide anybody. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to have to hide anybody. I'm not trying to, like, you know, I'm not trying to pretend anything. But I tell you what, I so miss seeing pictures of Mr. Frosty that you post. So I need to get back on your Instagram especially.
Who's Mr. Frosty?
Mr. Frosty's her cat.
Okay.
All right. Post more pictures of your cat, Rachel.
Only if you add me back, Cole. Okay? Deal?
Okay. Deal. I will make this work. I promise, Rachel.
I like it. It's a successful ending to the first time ever trying a new segment called Unfriended here on the MRL show. All right, you two go be friends now.
Bye, guys.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
That worked out better than I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't friend her back right now, but I'm sure he will at some point.
If someone unfriended you and you want us to get to the bottom of it, just reach out to us at the MRL show on Instagram. Slide into our DMs and we'll figure it out for you.
So that unfriended was because his boyfriend didn't like the way that they flirted. But I wonder what other stupid reasons there were when you found out someone unfriended you. Like, why did someone unfriend you? Not the other way around. We don't want to know why you unfriended someone. We want you to call us and tell us why someone unfriended you for a dumb reason.
704-570-9595. Taking your phone calls in 3 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Why did you unfriend?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Why were you unfriended is what we're trying to find out at 704-570-9595. Let's bring in Melissa from Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
So I met my best friend of 18 years at the time was having issues with a guy on Facebook, you know, hitting on her and stuff like that. And she was married and she was telling me how much it was bothering her and everything. And so as a friend, as a good friend that I am, I went and talked to the guy and I was like, hey, listen, you need to like back off my friend, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then she got mad because she said I stuck my nose in where it didn't belong and she could have took it care of it herself or whatever. And so then she defriended me.
Wow. That's so crazy, Melissa.
She defriended me first without telling me why she defriended me. I found out later why.
So are you guys friends now?
Yeah. We're friends now. It took me about 3 months to get her to friend me back on Facebook.
She made you work for it.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Melissa, did you hear our unfriended segment just a little while ago?
Yes, I did.
Did you like that? Because we were just in here talking, like, we might try and find more people to do that segment again.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I did too. I like the whole confrontation thing. You know what I mean? Like, you don't give them time to think. They have to come up with an answer.
It's like an ambush.
It's like a War of the Roses for unfriending.
Yeah, it would really bother me, I think, if I found out that someone unfriended me and I didn't know why. Like, I would need to know.
I had somebody unfriend me and I asked them straight up.
Yeah, of course you did, Loren. You probably showed up at their house, too.
No, I didn't. I just sent a text message.
You kept power requesting them to like you back.
All right, this is, even though they're not friends, she's still liking all their photos, even though they're not.
I keep unfriending and then refriending so that he sees it.
This is Rachel and Cornelius. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of my friends unfriended me. I found out recently. Well, I moved into a new apartment last year, and I asked her to help me if she could. And, you know, she's got a toddler, and she's like, oh, I just don't think that I can help you because I've got Charlotte. And I'm like, well, I mean, she could run around and, like, you know, help move stuff.
Charlotte's the baby?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm just not going to be any help. Like, okay. I'm like, fine. So, like, she never reached out afterwards. It was like a one-sided friendship.
Hmm.
And the crazy thing is, like, we had went to see a medium at the Southern Women's Show. Mm-hmm. And the medium was like, oh, yeah, you're going to... One of your really good friends is going to, like, give you the cold shoulder. Like, she's gonna give you the cold shoulder. I was like, what? So, yeah, it was me.
Oh, all over moving.
Huh.
Thanks, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I don't know. I kind of thought that kids a good excuse of getting out of that.
Let me tell you something. We're trying to pack up our house right now, and I would put things in boxes over the weekend, and Cash would get in the box and take everything out.
All right, let's bring in Anonymous from Salisbury. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So why were you unfriended? Morning.
So I was unfriended on social media. I was unfriended in real life. And I didn't find out. And I went to go, she moved away, and I went to go look her up one day, and I had been completely blocked. I had a baby.
You got unfriended because you had a baby?
Yes. Hmm. I got pregnant and had a baby, and I was totally unfriended on social media, real life. She still doesn't talk to me. I tried to reach out a couple times after she moved away. And
Anonymous, if I may, maybe we're missing a part of the story
right
here. The baby, is her husband the baby daddy, maybe? I mean,
yeah. There's got to be more to the story, right?
I actually think, Anonymous, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I actually think this happens more than y'all maybe think. It's like and I've noticed it with my friends. So whenever, like, all the friends get married and then you still got the one single person, they feel left out, right? And then they don't really hang out with everyone.
And I think that...
And so now we're in this weird phase where
half the people are adulting.
Half the people are now having kids. Half of your friends are, you know, having friends with kids, you know, having kids and they're having families. And then you don't have a family. And so you can't go over there. And it's like,
thanks, Anonymous.
It's like you lose friends with different life stages.
But do you think that's somebody going in and like cleaning, like purging their friends from past?
I don't know if it's really much of a purge versus it's just
not having anything in common anymore.
Maybe. It's like I don't know.
And that means your friendship wasn't that deep anyway.
Right.
And that might be. You know what? Roy might be right. Like, there's a lot of people who are like, hey, I'm a drinking friend and I'm like a Friday night from, you know, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. friend. And once you get married and have kids, that lifestyle's over for you, so you're going to lose that friend.
Yeah.
And
that's 100% right. I've had so many friends vent to me and they're like, I can't hang out with them anymore. They're always bailing. Well, they're always, you know, they can't do anything.
I wouldn't say so many friends. You started off the show at 6:30 this morning by saying you didn't have many friends. So let's not go down that road.
That's true. Let me rephrase. People have told me.
That's fair. 803 just texted in and said, I was unfriended because I took too many selfies. I think that's a real thing.
Yeah, that is a real thing.
Yeah. The people who take like food pictures too.
Yep.
People that, you know, post their political views.
Yeah. I'll unfriend you for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, who knows, you guys? Stay tuned. And if you are unfriended and you want to confront the person with our help, reach out to us, slide into our DMs, or hit us up at the MRL Show, and we'll get to you there.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.